You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always an honor and a privilege to minister. And I just want, once again, want to thank Pastor Paul, you know, for giving me the opportunity to minister. Hallelujah. 2017, year of expansion. How many of you are ready to expand in 2017? Yes. Hallelujah. We are all ready to expand. But there's work to be done. The title of my message today is Expanding Your Capacity to Love. Expanding your capacity to love. You know what? This message came about as I was just meditating on expansion 2017. You know, faith and love equals expansion. That's the formula for 2017. Faith plus love equals expansion. And the Holy Spirit said to me, and I just want to read exactly what the Holy Spirit said. When you persevere or persist in doing something for the benefit of others, you are expanding your capacity to love. And God just said, and that is how this message came about. And the Holy Spirit said, you know what? That will preach. When you persevere or persist in doing something for the benefit of others, you are expanding your capacity to love. Everybody say, in 2017, I will expand my capacity to love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, at this time of the year, people are making resolutions, you know, setting goals and doing all sorts of things. You know, preparing for the new year or for the year ahead. And one of the things that you hear, especially the motivational speakers say is, you know, for you to accomplish your goals or your ambitions, whatever, in 2017, you need to persevere. You need to persist. You know, you need to stick in. You know, there has to be a stickability, isn't it? That's one of the things they will tell you. You have to be persistent. You have to persevere. But today, I want us to look at perseverance from a different perspective. And I want us to look at perseverance for the benefit of others. For once, let us stop and think about what our persevering or persistence can do for somebody else and not ourselves. Hallelujah. Are we awake this afternoon? Yes. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Luke chapter 17, Luke 17 verse 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Again, remember, two key things for expansion, faith and love. And here Jesus Christ is saying, he said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, how many of us have seen a mustard seed before? So tiny, very, very tiny, okay? So Jesus is saying here that it is possible for us to measure faith. He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, isn't it? Okay. And he says, you will say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea. Now, I did some research about the mulberry tree. It has a very complex root system. And they say that the mulberry tree will live for 600 years because of the complex root system. Now, Jesus is saying, have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you will uproot a tree that has been designed to live for 600 years. Just, a mustard seed. And that is what God is saying to us. Hallelujah. But we need to expand and increase our faith as well. You know, two things that I believe are key to us expanding in every area of our lives in 2017. We need to increase the level of our faith, and we need to expand our capacity to love. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we all have a measure of faith, you know. But the key thing is, are you going to believe God to increase that level of faith? We all have a capacity to love. Are we going to believe God to expand that capacity to love in 2017? That is my question to you. Hallelujah. Now, the definition that I've got here for perseverance, it says, persisting in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Persisting in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. That is key. Now, let's turn our Bible to Luke 11:5. Are we there? Yeah. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on this journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give it to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Okay, now this friend, he went out at midnight looking for bread. Was he looking for bread for himself? Was he looking for bread for his family? He was looking for bread for his friend. He was persisting in looking for, he persisted in looking for bread for his friend. To me, that is expanding his capacity to love. He went, you know, he didn't have to do that. He could have said to the guy, you know what? He got to wait till the morning, you know, just let your tummy rumble, whatever. In the morning, we'll find some bread. He went out at midnight to do something for his friend. Many times we persevere or we persist for our own benefit. You know, we stick in there because we know at the end of the day we're going to benefit. It's going to benefit us if we continue to persevere or to persist. But today I want to change our thinking. I want us to begin to think of the things that we can do, how we can persist or persevere for somebody else. And you know what? Two people have come to mind as an example. Pastor Paul, you're one of them. I've seen so many times when, you know, people have given up on someone, but you don't. You always, you know, there's always, you always believe that there's a way of, you know, there's still something that can be done to rescue someone or to bring that person to the level, to the full potential that that person has. And Godfrey was an, he said, what he said yesterday, that's one example. That, you know, you always believe that, you know, there's more in him. And you helped him to bring that out of him. You know, when you don't have anything to gain from that. You are doing that for him, for his own benefit. And we need to begin to learn or to think of things that we can do, you know, to benefit others, thereby expanding the capacity to love. And I believe that is key for our own expansion as well. We have to look outwards, not inwards. Amen? Hallelujah. Another one that comes to mind, another example that comes to mind, you know, is my wife. And I remember the story very well. When, so many of us know Kumba and Marcella. How many of you were here yesterday night? Okay, you had Temitayo. Temitayo was here giving a testimony about their baby son that almost died, that God rescued. Okay, Temitayo is married to Kumba. Kumba and Marcella are friends. And my wife met Kumba somewhere, I think in Bontoke, somewhere in Bontoke. And, you know, she just got talking to her, and they became friends. Well, Kumba gave my wife, Ronke, her address. And I remember my wife used to go, you know, knocking on their door. And most of the time, they would pretend as if they were not at home. And she would go back home. But then she said there was a day, you know, she knocked on the door, no response. And like, if it was if it's someone like me, or most of us, I've done my best. I mean, I've come here. She's not at home. I'm going to just turn back and go home. Well, not my wife. You know what she did? I mean, these are people you've just gotten to know. You don't even know them very well. She knocked and knocked, no response. She went around. I think they were living on the ground floor. Went to the back of the flat, through the kitchen window. And then I think it was Kumba or Marcella, oh no, not this woman again. You know? But thank God that she persisted. And was she persisting for her own benefit? Today, Marcella and Kumba are born again Christians. Not only that, Kumba met her husband in this church. Hallelujah. God is good. This is how to increase our capacity to love. We need to do things outside the box. We need to be people who are ready and willing, you know, to go the extra mile. If in 2016 you are ready or you went half a mile for your friend, let me challenge you in 2017 to go a mile for your friend in 2017. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said earlier, we all have a level of faith and the capacity to love. But we must expand our capacity to love and increase our faith for expansion. Hallelujah. Now, how can we increase our faith? How can we increase our faith? Let's turn our Bibles to Romans 12 and verse 3. Romans 12 verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So there's no doubt about it, we all have a measure of faith. But what I'm challenging you to do this afternoon is to increase that level of faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One way that we can increase our level of faith is through the Word of God and exercising our faith. Amen? Through the Word of God and exercising our faith. And I remember this, another story. I think it was in 2009. We were believing God for our son to get into Millie County, and he was on the waiting list. And Ronke was, I think she was working at the church office then. And I think she called the lady that was responsible, and the lady gave her a very, very negative report. She said, you know what? I haven't promised you that this opening will come. I don't know when it's going to happen. It might be a year. You know what? Just forget it. If it happens, we'll give you a call. And then obviously my wife was very, very disappointed. And I think Pastor Paul could see from her countenance and said, Ibi, what's wrong? And she told him the story. You know, we're trying to get our son into this school. He's on the waiting list. You know, we don't know. I've just been given a very, very negative report. And Pastor Paul said to her, what scripture and verse are you standing on? And she said, how do you mean? Yeah, and he said, what scripture and verse are you standing on to get your son into this school? And that was the challenge that Pastor Paul, you know, gave her. And she came back home and searched the scriptures and found one. Numbers 33:53. That was what the Lord gave to her. And it says, you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. And we started praying that scripture. Within 24 hours, now, believe me, this is true. Within 24 hours, this lady that Ronke spoke to the day before that said, you know what, don't call me. I don't know when an opening will be available for your son. She calls and she asks her as if she knew who the kind of person she is. She said, where are you? Are you driving? She said, no. Okay, fine. She said, we have an opening for your son. Now, a day before, this woman said, don't call me. I don't have an idea when we'll have an opening. Less than 24 hours after we had the scripture and verse, and we started declaring the scripture and verse, lo and behold, our son got the place. Now, what do you think that would do to our faith level? It's going to rise. It's going to increase our faith level. Now she knows that when she has a situation or a circumstance, she needs to do what? Scripture and verse. And pray it through, and God always shows up. Now, the other good thing, that's one way of increasing your faith level. The other way is through other people's testimonies. That's why we encourage people to testify. Yesterday we had, about 6 people testifying. That encourages people. That increases the level, people's level of faith. And you know what? Because of our testimony, you know, Jesse used the same scripture to get 2 of our children into schools that she wanted for them, Daniel and Gracie. You know? So our God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible also says, in Hebrews 11:4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. You know? So, and I had, I think it was T.D. Jakes was saying, I had him a few weeks ago. He said, Abel had something. Because the Bible says, by faith comes by hearing. So he said, Abel and Cain must have had something from God regarding the sacrifice. So Cain did not follow what he heard, but Abel followed what he heard, because the Bible says, by faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I want to do something now. I need 8 volunteers. 8 volunteers. Come on, guys. 8. Otherwise, I'll call you up. 8. 1 more, please. Pastor Timmy, your faith, Inka, virtue, Prof, knowledge, self-control, Alara, perseverance. Oh, well, how did I know she was going to get there? Godliness, okay. Alex, brotherly love, and Yemi, brotherly kindness, and Yemi, love. Okay, I'm going to have a picture up there now, but please don't get distracted when you see that picture, especially Pastor Paul. Now, this is what I've called a faith and love sandwich. The faith and love sandwich. Let's have 2 Peter. Oh, we can do the 2 together.
Maybe they can on the matrix. I'll see if they can put the scripture in the center. Sometimes they can do this.
on the center with the picture still on? Oh, great. Oh.
Don't worry, they'll fix it. They'll get the scripture one on the big screen, and then the little ones, they can have the phone.
Okay. We'll put the picture back later on. Let's leave the scripture there for now. Okay, the Bible says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So faith is there as the foundation. That's the bread. No, the bottom part of the sandwich. The Bible says, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, persevering. Persevering for the benefit of others, not for self. Godliness, brotherly kindness, and love crowns it. Now, what do we need for expansion? Faith and love. And in between are all these. For us to expand, I believe we need to be able to, God needs to see this active in our lives as well. Virtue has to be active. Knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. So that's the sandwich. Let's have the picture of the sandwich again. Hallelujah. Some people are hungry already. Thank you, Jesus. So that is it. The faith and love sandwich. Faith is there as a foundation. The Bible says, add to your faith. So faith is there. We're now adding, all the bits and, the lettuce, the burger, the cheese, the ham, That's what all these represent. That's what virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. That's what it represents. Amen. Thank you very much, guys. Hallelujah. Is anyone hungry now? Junior is hungry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 12. And it says, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. Just verse 12. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. That is my prayer for us. That is the prayer that is expanding the capacity to love. It says, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another. So this year, like I said, what are you going to do that will show that you are expanding your capacity to love your brother or your sister? What are you going to do, that will take you away from self or from thinking about self to thinking about somebody else? And I came across a quote about expanding, that relates to expanding our capacity to love. And I read, healing from our past is an essential aspect of expanding our sense of self and awakening our capacity to love. This shift often manifests as a change in the questions we've been asking ourselves. Instead of what do I do, or instead of what do I need, we ask, how can I serve? Instead of what am I getting out of this, we start to ask, what can I bring to this situation to promote the highest possible outcome for everyone involved? I came across that and I said, this is just what I need, in terms of expanding our capacity to love. We're no longer thinking, what do I need? We are thinking, how can I serve? We're not thinking, what can I get out of this? We're thinking, what can I bring to this situation to promote the highest possible outcome for everyone involved? That is expanding our capacity to love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, let's turn to Colossians 3 and verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Hallelujah. So when we are kind, when we are humble, when we are meek, when we bear with one another, when we forgive one another, we are doing what? Expanding our capacity to love. And that is my challenge to us as we begin 2017. It's a year of expansion. Faith and love are critical. But I am saying we need to expand. We need to increase the level of our faith. Like I said earlier, faith is measurable. So if you had, say, level 2 faith in 2016, why don't you try and see if you can increase it to level 4 in 2017? If your capacity to love in 2016 was below average, or let's say 3 out of 10, why don't you try and increase it to 5 out of 10 in 2016? Hallelujah. Are we ready to take up that challenge?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is how God wants us to love. This is the way God wants us to love. You know, we need to be kind, humble, meek, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And I pray that we will all be dispensers of God's love in 2017 so that we can experience the expansion in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless and we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for 2017, our year of expansion. We thank you, Lord, God Almighty, for what you are about to do in the lives of your people. And Father, we embrace everything that you have for us in 2017. But we know that we have our part to play as well. And therefore, Father, we pray that you will expand our capacity to love, that you will increase the level of our faith, because we know that faith plus love is equal to expansion. We want to expand in every area of our lives. And Father, we pray that we know that with you, all things are possible. We commit our plans, our goals, our aspirations in 2017 before you. We say, Lord, let them come to pass according to your will. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.